Jaguar CBA Mobile.
GTM and C9B, you listening?
B4 CBA Mobile.
For GTM and C9B.
The owner of your listening, NC9B. What you doing? You working?
Yeah, I'm working.
Okay, got you out there working in the rain. And hey, Dave, how you doing today?
Doing good. I've been out playing tennis, but we quit a few minutes early. The missing rain just got heavier and heavier, and the shirt I was wearing was soaked. My racket was wet, and so we finished up a match, and I said, I don't know about you guys, but I'm done. I don't like playing in the rain.
You're not even getting paid to do it. But Dean, how's it working out for you?
Working out swimmingly. Nice having a paycheck come in. Clemson.
A little flutter on your signal, so I was curious.
Just outside Clemson, so I'm right there on the fringes is what this radio will do.
It's going to come in today?
Forgot to look at it.
He ordered another antenna for his personal vehicle.
He ordered another antenna for my work truck because the antenna on my work truck is too tall and I hit everything. So the antenna on my work truck is going to go back to my personal truck.
I stand corrected. Is that the Hershey Kiss? No, he said that one got tore up. Okay. I'll let you go. I don't know if you head towards the repeater or away from it, but we didn't get any of that transmission. NC9B.
I'm BKB4 CBA.
Now, Dave, we got rained out, or missed it out.
I've got some stuff to do in the house, and I was just going to ask your opinion. You may or may not have one, but anyway, I have cut down, I had a Carolina Wyndham, so I had to cut down 3 sweet gum trees because of the balls were just, oh God, they were everywhere. In my backyard's on a hill, about 40 degrees, I guess. It's kind of steep. And it really makes it challenging. If you want to walk up the hill, good luck. But anyway, I know the spots that you can, but anyway. So, I'm going to buy, and because I can't put the Wyndham back up without it being seen, and my wife says it'll look real, whatever that means. So anyway, I'm looking at a vertical, so what do you suggest? I mean, it's got to be a vertical. Can't be a beam or a dipole.
You might be asking the wrong person on that one. My HF consists of a long wire, pin-fed, the commercially purchased version. I like it. Works great. But I would prefer a vertical, but I don't want to do any radials. So I would suggest if you want to do a vertical, they do make one that's out there that does have the ground plane incorporated into the antenna, but I can't tell you what brand it is or which one it is.
Tell me. I'm just kidding. All right. I got to place an order here, so I guess I'll just let you go. I'll just do some more research. I found one. It's a Hustler 5B TV, I think. It does 10 through 80, which is basically what my Wyndham did. I think it did 6 through 80, but anyway, I had the shorter version, the 135-foot version. But anyway, but I'll keep looking. I'm going to place an order here. 73, KV4CBA.
It's going to fit in the air. Your wife's the description of rednecky. Now, I'm looking at it on the internet now here. The Hustle 5 BTV 5 band HF vertical antenna. And it covers 80, 40, 20, 15, and 10. And it handled up to 1500 watts single sideband. 23 feet tall. Not a bad deal. I'm just curious how it would work without radials. Or do you have to put radials on it? So I don't know. Good luck with that. Let me know what you end up getting, though. I'd be interested in knowing that. NC9B. Happy day.